HL Strategy is an integrated marketing and communications team with senior practitioners in Atlanta, Knoxville, Asheville, Columbus, Georgia, and Dallas, Texas. This podcast is about our experience and the inspiration that drives us. We talk with experts about inspired marketing and communications, the questions that we face as practitioners, and the hope we have for our industry and the world. We love what we do, and we invite you to come along. Welcome to Engaged.
Welcome, Shannon Dark and Tamara DeRosa, to the Engage podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to get started with a little bit about you. Give us your elevator story. Shannon Dark, why don't we start with you?
So thank you for having us today. I'm a graduate from the University of Georgia. So for those of you who are dog fans, go dogs. Those of you who aren't, I'm sorry. So I have a bachelor's degree in journalism and have been doing marketing communications for more than 20 years. My background spans brand management from my time at Coca-Cola doing brand strategy and development to some time on the nonprofit side with Care USA and Arthritis Foundation, bringing that for-profit skill set to the nonprofit world and marrying that with causes that I'm passionate about. So from a personal perspective, I'm a mother of four, very active in my community, in my church, and passionate about trying to make a difference in the local area and globally.
Fantastic. Mother of four in a pandemic, too. You get an extra badge for even giving us 30 minutes of your time. So thank you.
I could bring some life lessons that I probably wouldn't want to share on this, but I could bring some life lessons.
Glad to have you on. Tamara, give us your elevator story.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm Tamara DeRosa. I'm actually a Florida State alum. I am a creative director. I'm a dual left brain and right brain creative. So my career spans, it's well over 20 years, but I started off at a big agency fresh out of college, and I was there for a good almost 15 years. My experience there has been wonderful in working with a lot of communications professionals. So I think that's where I get, the dual brain experience. After leaving a big agency, I went to a few smaller boutique agencies. And then just more recently, I've started working with HL. It's been about a year now, but I have been working through HL Strategy for a good 5 years, on and off. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell from a professional standpoint. From a personal standpoint, I had two girls, two cats, and a dog, and a husband, and we are just trying to manage to get through day by day in these times.
Fantastic. Well, welcome both of you. And Tamara, I'm really glad to hear you say the split brain creative. I want to talk about that a little later in this.
Great.
Really interesting. So you both have touched on the fact that it is so important to be a good partner to the client.
Yes.
I don't think that exists without that trust in your expertise and that trust in you're listening and you're engaged and you are actually not just billing time towards a meaningless task. You really do have their best interest at heart.
That's such a great point, Matt, because I think for a lot of us as just, communications professionals and creatives, we just want to do the work and do the work well.
I think the other piece to that, to me, that you hit on too, is this idea of listening. I think one of the key pieces to the work that we do is being good listeners and being able to synthesize what we're hearing into actionable items for the client to meet their goals and objectives. And so I think it's a really important skill set to be able to take the time to listen and understand the client's needs. And I think that, one of the other pieces that we've hit on a couple of times is if you can ingrain yourself in their team and work as an extension of their team, then you're embedded in everything that they do. And so you really truly become part of that client, which makes the work more fun and, better for the client overall because you really truly understand what their needs are.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your unique skills as individuals. You both bring such unique things to the full roster of HL. And I think that is, I know we harp on it a lot, but that is a really big selling point of the HL team, is it is a collection of experts. Every time I hear someone's background doing this as a host, I'm always a little bit taken back, like, man, okay, the people around me know what they're doing and they've done this for years and years and years. This is not a set of spring chickens all hopping on and trying to do something for the first time. This is seasoned experts that I can call on. So talk a little bit about what your expertise is. Shannon, let's start with you.
So it's funny. I think that, you know, having an older child, a senior that's graduating this year, going to college, it makes you kind of reflect on when you were going to school. And I think if you had told me that I would be doing what I'm doing when I actually started college, I would have laughed at you, because, you know, I feel like you go into college feeling like, you know, okay, this is what I'm going to major in, and I'm going to be doing that for the rest of my life, and I'm going to dedicate my career to it. What you don't realize is that you don't really know your career journey and how that is going to develop your expertise that you will be using and evolving all of your life. And so it's hard to even explain how all of that works to somebody who is embarking on their career journey or their education that they think is going to prepare them for the rest of their life. The experience that I have gathered throughout the many years is vast, because I've been thrown into many different circumstances to get there. You know, I started out doing media buying, so buying advertising for clients at a small boutique agency. I have bought political advertising. I have bought paid advertising. And so that led me to understanding how the media world worked from an advertising and a strategy and a planning and a development perspective. That led me then next to understanding how a brand strategy leverages that communication vehicle to get their message out, which then, you know, kind of translated into the nonprofit world and understanding how to develop partnerships and strategic alliances from media all the way to thought partnerships and thought leadership groups to celebrity engagement. I did spend a little bit of time working with celebrities, but ultimately all of this led to understanding the different pieces to the puzzle that can be put together to create a comprehensive communication strategy and brand strategy for a client. So I can, you know, think through everything from paid advertising to editorial content to creative and other strategies that help reach the target audience in all of their media consumption in order to effectively communicate for a client who their brand is, who their brand personality is, and really who they want to be seen as, and help them to amplify that in the marketplace. So it was not a traditional career trajectory per se, but I feel like bringing the nonprofit and the for-profit together and having had experience in different aspects of communication brings a unique skill set to our clients that can look at it as a holistic approach.
Awesome. Fantastic answer. Tamara, if I'm a colleague at HL and I send someone your way, why am I sending them to you?
Well, it's probably to get a creative eye on things, for sure. But I think that means so much more than it just looking good or looking appealing. I mean, it has to make sense. It has to be emotive. And I think for me, that's always the most important thing when it comes to designing and doing creative for clients is, does it communicate the way that it needs to? Does it make sense? I always need to understand what's the objective, what's the goal in what we're trying to do and communicate, and how can pieces overlap and interact with each other. So having a background, like I started off like Shannon, it was a semi-uncharted course. You know, I always wanted to work at a big advertising agency. I wanted that, you know, to be that, you know, creative director, ad agency, living in New York City. Like, it just, that was like the ultimate. But what's been really interesting about, you know, marketing communications is that there are so many different mediums. There's a new medium, you know. So it's really not, from a creative standpoint, it's not, I mean, you got to understand the medium and know how it works and be able to design for that medium. But what are other mediums that you can bring in? So a lot of times creatives kind of get pigeonholed into, oh, you're a print creative or a social media creative or a video creative. Like, and I think creatives should be creatives. I mean, like, you need to really understand all aspects of it in order to kind of bring it together, because there's so many different, you know, channels to communicate things. So I think that's why, you know, people come to me. And I mean, Shannon will say, I make things look pretty. It always has to have substance, you know, but you know, like the pretty details are great too. Like you don't want to forgo that as well, because I think it's those little details and those little nuances. So you notice, you don't always notice when they're there, but you notice when they're not there.
Shannon, why would you send someone Tamara's way?
So I would send someone Tamara's way for the reason that I go to Tamara's way every minute of every day when it comes to PatCraft and other clients, because she's a visionary. And I can come to her with an idea or some cobbled together written up content or a strategy to say, I think this makes sense for where we're going for the brand. And she'll be the other side of my brain. In terms of figuring out how to communicate that in a unique, visual, and compelling way that just hits a home run for the client every time. But she has a unique vision and a unique ability to bring it to life.
Shannon, I can say the same for you too. Like, what we say and how we say it, words matter, you know? Or from a strategic standpoint, like, what are all of the connecting points? Shannon's so great in that, you know, I think she claims that she's just a very, you know, linear brain, but I don't really think so at all. I think that she's always thinking about how to bring something else into the equation that makes sense so that we're connecting things. Like, a brand is a holistic entity, right? Like, it's not, it just doesn't live in a silo, and it's not just, you know, one campaign here, it's all these collective pieces that come together. And I think Shannon really sees strategically how all that can work together.
It's very three-dimensional. Your brand is very three-dimensional. It's not one-dimensional. We've been talking about a lot about that lately, how you can't live in a one-dimensional world anymore. And that everything we do is three-dimensional, as hard as that is. And Tamara thinks in three-dimensionality, I struggle to get to two-dimensional, but I'm working on it. She's helping me get there.
I'm really glad you brought that up. I had another question, but I'm going to do this one first. So I think that was the case before the pandemic. Do you feel that that is more the case now?
Absolutely. You know, I keep saying that, and we keep counseling PatCraft in that after the pandemic, the way we go to market and the way we do business is not going to go back to a one-way street. It's going to be a hybrid world, and we call it a hybrid world between the digital and the personal and in person. And we were very lucky when the pandemic happened and everything started to kind of shut down last March, that we had a lot of content in the vault for PatCraft that we very quickly pivoted to digital content and created new ways in which to communicate that out to the account managers, who then in turn could use it for sales materials. But, you know, the hope was that that would be short-lived. And I think that people have learned a new way of working that we could call a two-dimensional way of working, but a hybrid way of working, as I like to refer to it, where the digital and the in-person are going to have to be melded together in a way that they are fully integrated. And communications will reflect that, and our strategies should reflect that.
Yes. You know, there's just so much content out there. You have to have like that high frequency of getting content out there, but it has to be really, really smart and strategic. our course, when March 2020 rolled around, we were preparing to do one of the biggest trade shows of the year for PatCraft. That was always kind of the nexus of whatever we did for the year. Like, everything revolved around NeoCon, all of the collections that we were launching and how we were going to communicate. That was like the campaign for the year. And then within moments, that just got scrapped. But to Shannon's point, we did have a lot of content in the queue, so to speak, and we were ready to pivot quickly and package that so that the sales force within PatCraft was able to change the way that they work too. When you have a client that has a very sales-driven business, we needed to be able to really shift quickly to how do we make this virtual interaction very personable and feel like it's face-to-face, or really understanding and have empathy of what, you know, your customers are going to, because everybody was going through it. So, it was a learning in process, but luckily we were able to really pivot quickly and not even, you know, think about, oh dear, like this is all just changed, like in a moment, you know, like how do we do this? You kind of just figure it out when you're in it.
Well, and I was about to say, that's also why it's good to build on what you said earlier, Tamara, about not being a creative for one type of medium, because that type of medium could have gone completely away right then. So, yep. You know, the skill set of fully understanding different types of media, and how they interact is critical, because nowadays you have to be able to pivot and innovate. That was a critical skill set, especially in that time period, but I think we'll continue to be moving forward.
Well, and also additionally with that, people's intake are all different, you know? So you have to really like understand that and be able to satisfy those ways of communicating to customers. And it's different for everybody, you know? So I think to your point, like you have to be able to, you know, have a campaign that, you know, expands across different mediums and extends into other things. Because we have, you know, digital overload and fatigue. So print is still like getting something in mail. I'm curious if that is going to kind of come back. Like we want tactility and we want to be connected in that way too. So we have to think in all different, you know, mediums.
We could talk for 8 hours about this. This is super intriguing to me. But the importance of knowing how overloaded people are right now and how that should be reflected in brand voice and the brand content and the way things come off so that they're not perceived as tone deaf or intrusive or missing the mark or old hat, yes, or pre-pandemic or whatever. And I think that speaks so perfectly to why they trust you two and why PatCraft looks to your expertise to help them stay on top of those things. I think that's an invaluable skill, is that trust that a client can put back on you and say, okay, it's a brave new world out here. I know that that's not really going to change the partnership that we have. What is one thing you would tell a brand new client, a brand new HL client, like today, if you had a kickoff meeting at 10 o'clock, what's one thing you hope they leave understanding?
So I would hope that they would leave that call understanding that HL Strategy has a vast array of expertise that they can bring to every client that they are engaging with. And that leaving a meeting, we would have listened and heard and understood where the client's most needs are, where their greatest needs are. And that we would then take that back and build the team that can meet those needs, and that we are about truly listening and understanding the client and putting together the right mix of expertise and to get behind and develop a strategy and execute a strategy for them. But we're as much behind that as we are about measuring for success and understanding what their definition of success is at the outset, so that we can make sure we're meeting that success. And if we need to pivot along the way, we're very good at pivoting in order to refine and get better and make them successful at whatever their overall goals are.
And to even add on to that, from a council, like a strategic council standpoint with clients, you know, we were talking about trust earlier, and it's really trust and confidence. One of the great things about the relationship that we have with our clients is that, you know, it's a very authentic relationship. They use us as sounding boards because we're more objective. Like, I think that's really important to be able to kind of have that ability to, you know, have a conversation with your client to help them through a challenge or what's the best approach in a very real, authentic way. We feel very immersed in our clients', you know, understanding of their business and their culture and stuff, but we're still, you know, on the other side of that too. So providing that objective thinking is really important to be able to help them make the best decisions or go in the right direction with whatever, you know, the challenge objective is. So
fantastic. I'm going to finish our final question with, I think any of us who have done this type of work for any amount of time have had this experience of getting an email from a younger person saying, "Hey, I really want to pick your brain over coffee. Are you free next week for 15 minutes so I can ask you a question?" So this leads me to ask you, Shannon, if a young Shannon was reaching out to you right now, today, in our current state of the way we do our work, what's your advice to them? What's your advice to help them get to where you are?
Don't pigeonhole yourself. Make sure that you're constantly seeking out opportunities to continue to learn. So just because you think you may want to specialize in a certain area of communications, communications doesn't function like that anymore. So the best thing that you can do is network and seek out opportunities where you can learn, even if they're volunteer opportunities. And not necessarily career opportunities, where you can learn and grow your skill set. And that will continue your whole life. The other piece I would of advice I would give them is relationships are critical. So continue building relationships, seek out new relationships, and make sure that you don't ever burn any bridges. Because it is a small network, it is a small community. But just like with everything in your life, relationships are the way that you become a better person, you become a smarter person, you deepen your knowledge, and you grow as a person. So continue to build relationships, continue to seek out opportunities to learn, and stretch your wings, because that's what will grow you individually and in your career.
Tamara, exact same question. If I reached out to you today and said, "I really want to do what you're doing," what's your advice to me?
A creative to a fellow creative. You know, we have a lot of tools that actually do stuff for you that I didn't really have, you know, back 20 years ago. But and that is just going to continue to be the case. So I think the mark of a creative and effective and good creative is someone that understands how all those tools work, but they are not just the tool, you know, that they are bringing the thinking and the ideas, because that can't be automated, you know, that can't be done through Adobe. You know, like Adobe Creative Suite, you know, that can't be done in a photo editor. Like the thinking and the ideas and how do you bring that all together to be effective. And then you use your tools and you understand your tools and you hone those skills. But really, it's about your ideas and thinking.
All right, I lied. We have one more question. It just came to me. How important is it to be able to pass the ball to a colleague? Shannon, how important is Tamara? And Tamara, how important is Shannon to the work you do for PatCraft?
Oh gosh, I would say that without that, I mean, I wouldn't survive. So, I mean, I think that we're all wearing many hats from a professional and a personal perspective, even more so now than we probably were a year ago. For me, it's as much about being able to hand it off as just be able to pick up the phone and call her and say, what do you think about this? Let's brainstorm this. I mean, we spend a lot of time just talking about ideas and having that ability with a colleague is critical to my sanity, but also I think to the success of a client, because as you know, we all work from home. That's how HL strategy is structured. And your children aren't very good thought partners. I'm just going to put that out there. I mean, they can be facts, but you know, it's great to have a colleague that can truly be a thought partner. And they can truly not only tag team, but also really help you bring to life what you might be just grappling with and sitting with alone in your home office. So having that ability is what makes us be able to function like you're in a true in-house agency environment where you're in an office every day.
A lot of times if I'm working on a mix or a master for a song and I've spent, you know, 2 days working on it on the audio standpoint, and then I will purposefully bring in someone who's not a musician and have them come and listen. And even just having them in the room with me immediately takes me out of my own head and I start hearing things I didn't hear before. Like those guitars, they're probably going to think those guitars are way too loud, or, oh, these drums, what was I doing? What was I thinking? How important is it to you to have someone like Shannon or someone who not isn't creative, but doesn't have the same thought process that you have? How important is it to have them on your side?
Oh, it's so critical because people have different perspectives and different, you know, ways of intaking information or messages or just likes and dislikes, really, opinions. So that is so important because you're not just, I mean, we're not doing this for ourselves and to like push it out. Like, it has to be effective. It has to have, you know, it has to carry that weight. And you can really only do that in a collaborative way. You know, after all, you know, when you're so immersed in something, yeah, you have to be able to kind of get out of your head. I love that because that's actually what it is. And you can get so frustrated and be like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm missing something. There's just one missing piece. And I can pick up the phone and call Shannon and, you know, she'll say something and I'm like, ah, that's it. That was, you know, so it's, even if it's just, you know, for those kind of little breakthroughs or just, you know, collaborating for the whole entire process. I mean, you have to be able to, you can't be in a silo, you know, it's just, it doesn't work that way. Or at least it doesn't work effectively. So passing things off, that's another story because Shannon and I have a very difficult time doing that, right?
Mainly,
we'll just do it.
Mainly because we are both type A, but not because there's a lack of trust.
yes, exactly. Exactly.
I would wager that the majority of HL consultants are type A.
yeah, I would I'd venture to agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shannon, Tamara, you all are amazing human beings. You're fantastic at what you do. You make the HL team shine brighter. Thank you for taking the time today and for being great at what you do.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. It has been fun.
Engaged is brought to you by HL Strategy. We're a team of marketing and communications practitioners with expertise across a range of interests. We are committed to our clients and the work we do in our communities. We are known for thinking big and rolling up our sleeves to execute. Follow us on LinkedIn. Visit us on hlstrategy.com. And thank you for joining us on Engaged.